أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ووهبنا لداود سليمان نعم العبد إنه أواب إذ عرض عليه بالعشي الصافنات الجياد فقال إني أحببت حب الخير عن ذكر ربي حتى توارت بالحجاب ردوها علي فطفق مسحا بالسوق والأعناق صدق الله العظيم. After discussing some incidents about Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, and by and large Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qualified the statement that Allah had made in praise of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, that he was one that was turned towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. His heart was always engaged in the dhikr and in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the son of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam, and that is Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam. On the one hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us that Allah had bestowed this great gift of a wonderful son to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam. And on the other hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes the son, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows his qualities. And all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the very important lessons that in this world we have a group of people that are always engrossed and engaged in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we get a group of people that are transgressive, break and violate the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah has given us the free will. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that these are the kind of people that we should be following, or we should aspire to follow. وَوَهَبْنَا لِدَاوُدَ سُلَيْمَانَ, and we granted as a bestowal, as a gift, to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, نِعْمَ الْعَبْدِ, he was an excellent servant. إِنَّهُ أَوَّابٌ, and he was oft turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the same quality Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed in Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. A few examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives about Allah's favors upon Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, and his turning his attention and direction towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first of which is, إِذْ عُرِضَ عَلَيْهِ بِالْعَشِيِّ الصَّافِنَاتُ الْجِيَادِ. That worth mentioning and worth remembering is the occasion that one evening the horses that were swift and of high pedigree was presented to Hazrat Dawood alayhi, to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. When this happened, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, according to some narrations, it was the evening before sunset, and he became very engrossed in inspecting these horses that were reared and bred for jihad, to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously, to love these horses means that one would love to fight and sacrifice oneself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there was no blame on him or any individual that had the love of these kind of horses in their hearts. But according to some narrations, it was the time of the day or the evening that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam would keep aside for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to perform some salat, either a nafl salat or a far salat. And hence, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam had become so engrossed in this that that time begins to lapse. And فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَحْبَبْتُ حُبَّ الْخَيْرِ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّي حَتَّى تَوَارَتْ بِالْحِجَابِ. He says that I have been engrossed in the love of these goods that overpowered me from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Rabb, until the sun had begun to set and the sun got lost behind his veil. It was now hidden and sunset had come, so that designated time for whatever ibadat he had, whatever salat he had to perform, either a nafl salat or either a far salat, whatever the case may be, that had passed. Now when that happened and he realized that He was so engrossed in inspecting these horses for jihad, and essentially there was nothing wrong with it, because that is also a great ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a designated time for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had also passed. And Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam realized that he was now engrossed in one love, such a love that preoccupied him from the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, Rudduha alay, bring these horses back to me. And fatafiqa masham bisuqi wal anaq, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam passed his hand over the legs or the shanks and the necks of these horses. Now, one important aspect that one needs to remember, that some of the commentators had said that, like how we at the time of Qurbani or any other time when we want to make a sacrifice, we sacrifice a goat or a sheep, or we sacrifice some cattle, a cow or something like that. In the time of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, there were horses in abundance, and one sacrifice used to be that people used to slaughter horses. So for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had slaughtered these horses, and for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that blood of it had flowed. So from here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us some very, very important lessons. And above all the lessons, we learn that anything that distracts us from the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeps us away from the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a very high form of taqwa that we should try and turn our hearts away from it. Not necessarily we need to sacrifice, and some of the Sufis have stated, we cannot even destroy the good things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, but we need to sacrifice it, give something out in sadaqah perhaps. That sometimes we have a bad habit, and that bad habit, for example, we have the habit of making ghibat, and about a particular person. Now whenever that person's thought, the thought of him comes into our hearts or minds, we impose upon us some form of a penalty, so that we give out 5 rand or 10 rand for the sake of Allah, and of course for our own islah, our own reformation. So what happens is that begins to train us. And like that, if we miss some ibadat that we had designated, we impose upon us some kind of a fine or some kind of a penalty. And in that way we will find that spiritually we will begin to elevate, that who wants to spend money to speak about somebody that he doesn't like. So that becomes a very, very important aspect in his life now, to keep away from those things. And here as Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam has showed it, we found that in the time of our Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, someone had given Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam a shawl that had some kind of embroidery or design on it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was performing salat, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was slightly distracted by it, and immediately Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had sent it back, asking for something else in exchange. So there we find that even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had kept away from all those things that distracted him from the ibadat of Allah, or distracted him whilst he was in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us that these were the very great anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, and the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who leave for us examples till the day of qiyamah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa